folks. It is Thursday, September 13th, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN for people who can handle the truth. People who can also handle the truth also recognize the difference between truth and disinformation, and certainly our listeners can recognize those clever gatekeepers who continue to do damage control for the government's many current activities, such as geoengineering via chemtrails and obvious weather modification programs approved by Congress. Those persuasive, deceptive gatekeepers would rather have you believe them instead of your lying eyes, despite the massive evidence of environmental destruction and the abundance of all of those planes distributing chemical compounds throughout the world. Beginning on Monday, September 17th, I will be in Studio B at the same time from 11 to 1. And hang on, I'm just typing. From 11 to 1 Central Time, to see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit the radio schedule page by clicking on the radio schedule button at spingola.com to see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. There is a new button just below that schedule button that will take you to the chat room for this program. My guest this first hour is Clint Richardson. He is the producer of Lethal Injection, the story of vaccination, which came out in September of last year. Also, Kaffir School, School Districts, and the Lottery, posted in December of last year. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, blogger spelled with one G, and clint4p.com, and thecorporationnation.com. All righty. Welcome to the program, Clint.
Thank you very much. Good to be here again.
Yes, it's always wonderful to have you on the program. I think if I did a count on how many programs you've been on, I think you would be at the top of the list for visits to the program.
Well, that is truly an honor.
Thank you.
I got to say, I never thought I'd be in this position, to be perfectly frank.
You recently did, well, you've done a couple of really very, very significant articles lately. Well, all of your articles are very significant, but you did one on research tips. And you've kind of been battered about a bit by people who simply will not believe what you write in your articles, some of your articles, and yet they could find the same information if only they knew how, or if only they just went into it with an open mind instead of believing some of the long-held myths that we all seem to have.
Yeah, it's probably the, as far as I'm concerned, it's the biggest problem with the many groups out there is that everybody, it's almost like different types of churches where they each have, you know, their own religion. Things that drive them, and it turns out that a lot of those things are simply, as we've discussed, some of these things are just simply not true, and it's very unfortunate, as you say, the controlled opposition aspect of this is astounding once you start seeing the pieces, and you see how it's disseminated, it's actually very frightening. And so, yeah, I wanted to. You know, it's tough to put people into your own head. It's tough to
exactly.
Get into people's heads. So.
Alrighty, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This first hour is Clint Richardson, and he has three wonderful websites, and the one that we'd like you to pay attention to today is realityblogger.wordpress.com, and the article that we're talking about is Research Tips.
Yes, good times, huh?
Yes. During my opening, I was trying to text the board up, and I was trying to text people in the chat room. I was just stumbling all over myself here.
Too much
to okay,
do,
go ahead.
Well, yeah, the I guess the basic concept is simply that it's kind of like with government. If you want to get things done with government, if you want to actually make a difference and actually be able to interact and even talk with government, most people will or have been trained, I guess, trained to hold up a sign that says, please, please, government, don't harm us anymore, or to go into an office or to send a letter or to send an email, which is the best thing as far as they're concerned that you can do, because those are going to go right in the trash, especially an email. It goes into the digital trash. It's even better. No waste, no recycling, as government has to, as government ignores you, it doesn't have to, it's green in its efforts to ignore you. So we, for some reason, have gotten into our heads that the way to try to change government is asking. And instead, the actual proper way to do it is to demand from government something. And demand is, again, a legal term. So you don't ask, you demand. If you ask, they're going to say no. But if you demand, they might put up a fight, but they can't say no. And that's the interesting thing about the whole movement, whatever you want to call each little movement that we have. And so what I figured out is as I was doing my searches and not coming up with anything, you know, years ago, I figured out that I was actually asking questions. I was asking the internet to tell me things. And by asking the internet to tell me things, I was actually putting in a question. Well, what the internet was doing, what these search engines were doing, was matching the question. So if I were to ask, for instance, why are they spraying, you know, trails in the sky, as far as chemtrails or geoengineering goes, my answer from the internet would be to match that question with other people who've asked the same question. So it's almost as if the internet assumes that you don't know the answer, and therefore it's going to stick you into a bunch of website returns on your searches as if you're asking a question and you want to see other people's responses who are asking the same question. And so all I was saying in that was to, look, stop, even if you don't believe in something, even if what you're searching for is complete, absolute gibberish and nonsense in your head, you must always use the internet as a tool, an information gathering tool, not something to ask a question to. You must demand from the internet the information you're looking for. And so you never ask the internet a question. You always will type in something like, say, current geoengineering statutes in Utah, or U.S. code on weather modification. And this will bring up the actual laws that regulate the industry. And yes, it is an industry, and yes, it is very real. So pointing your finger to the sky and seeing a bunch of lines in the sky and saying, look, see, there's proof of geoengineering, it works for some people, but not others. Just like pointing to the screen and watching the towers fall on 9/11 works for several people, because it's pretty obvious there's little squibs coming out and something's wrong here. Where did all the metal go? All these questions. But just pointing to things and saying, see, look, I told you so, doesn't work with a great majority of people out there. And likewise, neither does internet searches, because people are constantly asking questions instead of basically pretending to already know the answer and just simply looking for where that answer is. And by actually typing into the search engine the very specific thing you are looking for without all the modifiers and all the questions, you actually have a lot more luck getting back the answer you're looking for. You pretend, even if you don't know, you pretend that something is happening. So the who, when, why, what, where questions are all answered by not using those in the original search. So you're basically fooling the internet, the search engines, into thinking that you already know that these things exist. So you don't want to see everybody else's inquiry into whether chemtrails are happening, how they're happening, why they're happening. You don't want that, because you're looking for facts. You're looking for the people who actually spray. And so, you know, I could pretend, for instance, that I'm a government or a company that's looking for a geoengineering plane. I want to rent a plane so I can do my own cloud seeding. Well, how would I approach a search? I would say, rental rates on modified geoengineering aircraft. Because now I've assumed that the aircraft exists. I assume that is for rent already. And I will probably end up pulling up a bunch of companies who have modified airplanes for geoengineering. It's that simple. But yet if I ask and I say, where can I get a plane to do geoengineering, all I'm going to get is a bunch of, for lack of a better term, conspiracy theory type of responses. People asking the same question. So never ask a question is the point.
Oh, that sounds very reasonable. Pretend like you already know the answer. Or that you are certainly educated in a particular thing, and then just search for the details for that particular thing, or as you said, U.S. code. And you're really good at that. I am amazed at the stuff that you put into your articles that are right in the government records. And so many people, and you've said it a lot of times, you say, I don't read books about the Federal Reserve, or you don't read books about other subjects. You go right into the government records and you search for the foundation for these institutions, or how they operate, or who's operating, who owns them, and all of the details. And that's what a real researcher does.
Well, that was my impression as I was, going through the process of becoming a researcher. I mean, it was only a logical conclusion, sort of a foregone conclusion, that you're not really interested in opinion. So you're not going to go read a Stephen King book if you want to know about a certain subject in its definitive form. You kind of want to stay away from people's opinion, whether something is good or bad. And that's, especially talking about things like the Federal Reserve, you see, you can't get past people's opinion of it. It's good or it's bad. It's never in between. It's never what it actually is, which, it's like the gun thing. You know, you can demonize guns, but really people are the problem when it comes to guns. Guns don't kill anybody. People do. So, you can demonize the tool that is being used to rape everybody in the country, or you can step back and say, well, it's not really the Federal Reserve doing it, because the Federal Reserve is an inanimate object. It's not something that – it's like a gun. It has to be controlled. It has to be pointed at something, and someone has to pull the trigger. So all these things that are happening are being done by men in government, period, end of story, who are, of course, joined by their corporate partners and benefiting heavily from that relationship. It is a very mutual relationship. So let's forget whether it's good or bad. We know it's bad. We don't have to discuss whether it's good or bad. We only need to search for the factual evidence that shows the criminal activity. And when I say criminal activity, I mean basically we're talking about a lawless government, a government with no law, laws that are completely exempted, at least a government that is completely exempt from its own law. And so every permit that is issued by government, every single act that is illegal, you can bypass that law by simply getting permission to do it from the government that made the law. And that, you could take that across the board. If I want to be in geoengineering in Utah, for instance, it's amazing, really, when you actually read the U.S. code, you don't actually have to be a corporation to be a cloud seeding person in Utah. You actually have to show two things. You have to show that you know what you're doing. So you have to have gone to I think it says you need a bachelor's degree, which I won't get into, but my opinion on the public school system. But you need a bachelor's degree that shows you know meteorology and atmospheric whatever, and then you need permission from the government. And to get permission, you actually need to show. In fact, let me read exactly what it says.
Clint, we're just about to go to a break, and so let's save that when we come back.
Okay.
And of course, you also have to pay some money to get that license to do whatever it is, right?
Of course. It's all about money.
All righty. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Clint Richardson, and you were going to read something, so.
Yes, ma'am. Here's what the state, it's actually the Utah State Code, has to say about if any individual or organization that wants to become, this is actually what it says, any individual organization that would like to become a cloud seeding contractor in the state of Utah shall register with the Division of Water Resources. It turns out that in Utah, and apparently in many states, we only have really one agency that regulates weather modification, and that is the Division of Water Resources. And when we consider what the Division of Water Resources is, actually, it's what I'm trying to figure out. If there's a Utah Division of Water Resources, I'm assuming, and I'm going to research this after the show, but I'm assuming that because it's a division, it must be a national office, and this Utah Division of Water Resources is just the Utah part. So I'm assuming that this division, this Water Resources division, is under federal jurisdiction. And, well, I mean, everything is, basically, but it's a strange way of naming something when you say it's the Utah Division of Water Resources. So if you'd like to become an individual or an organization, would like to become a cloud seeding contractor, first you shall register with the division. And as part of the registration, the applicant shall meet qualifications established by the Division of Water Resources and submit proof of financial responsibility. And this is the kicker. Proof of financial responsibility in order to give reasonable assurance of protection to the public in the event it should be established that damages were caused to third parties as a result of negligence in carrying out a cloud seeding project. Well, okay, so you can get permission from government to do this illegal act. That is what a permit or a license or anything else is. It is permission to conduct illegal acts. And you can then, as long as you have enough money and you are a wealthy individual or you have some collateral that you can use to back up your efforts, you and anyone listening can become a cloud seeding contractor in the state of Utah, and I would assume any other state, because laws are generally uniform. And so, you know, there you go. Anybody who wishes to, as long as you can finance the possible damages that you might cause as a weather modification contractor, you know, you can do it too. That is frightening to me that this little section is in there, that you have to be financially responsible for any damages you cause to third parties, or in other words, the people who are under your you know, weather modification attempts, your experimental research in the sky. And that, you know, to have this in there that, you know, well, if it's harmless, then why would you have to have a clause that says that anyone spraying would have to have proof of financial responsibility?
Now, you have some things going on, or Utah has some things going on right now that are very troubling to you, and you've written an article about that. And apparently all they have to do is put some sort of public notice in the paper, and they can do anything they want if the people don't respond.
Well, it's even more important than, you know, as I said, the people go to government and hold up a sign instead of actually telling them, no, I don't consent to this, you must stop. And so what government has to do in all cases when it's doing something on behalf of the people, which, you know, essentially is it's just about everything, but when it's doing something out of the ordinary like this, like modifying the weather, I wrote another article about this not too long ago about geoengineering and cloud seeding statutes, going all the way from the local level all the way up through the United Nations and the federal government. It's all there for anybody who's looking for it. And again, you have to search in the right way to find these things. But what happened is that a friend of mine who doesn't have internet, he scrubs through the papers, which is great for me because he'll bring me these articles that just blow my mind that are in the paper. And one of the things he does is he goes through the notice section or the public notice section. And most people will never spend the time to read the public notice section. And yet that is the most important aspect of the newspaper. Everything you read in the newspaper is, you know, it's kernels of fact based around a lot of hearsay and a lot of speculation. But when you go to the notices, the public notices in the back of the paper, you find treasure troves of things that are happening. The things that everybody complains about, the things that everybody's holding up signs against, they're all in the public notices. And so before, it's actually the law that says that if you're going to be a contracted, if you're going to be a contractor for weather modification in Utah and for any state, really, it specifically says in the cloud seeding, 1973 Cloud Seeding to Increase Precipitation Act, Title 73, Chapter 15 in U.S. Code, that a notice of intent shall be filed with the Division of Water Resources prior to the commencement of cloud seeding project.
All righty. Sorry, we got to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest this hour is Clint Richardson. He has 3 websites, realityblogger.wordpress.com. That's probably the main one. And, of course, if you haven't seen the Corporation Nation, and that is at thecorporationnation.com, I would recommend that you do that. And remember that blogger is spelled with 1 G.
Yes. Division of, the Division of Administrative Rules is what it's called, and they come out with these, you know, Rule 653 is on cloud seeding. And again, all this stuff is it's all legal, and as all crime is, it's all very legal, and you just must get a permit to commit the illegal act. So here's what I really wanted to talk about. Okay. In order to the procedure for acquisitions of a permit from the government, from the Division of Water Resources, here's what you must do. And this is uniform across the state, which is why these public notices are what people should be reading in the newspapers. This is where you should be looking to find out when, where, how, why, and who is going to be chemtrailing your area or modifying your weather. It states that in order to get a permit, one must file with the division within 15 days from the last date of the publication of notice, proof that the applicant caused that notice And this is a notice of intent in the public notices section of the newspaper. So they must show proof that the applicant caused the notice of intention to be published at least once a week for 3 consecutive weeks in a newspaper having a general circulation within each county in which the operation is to be conducted and in which the affected area is located. Publication of the notice shall not commence until the applicant has received approval of the form and substance of the notice of intention from the director of the Division of Water Resources. Okay, so here is the uniformity of this rule, or this law, goes to all 50 states. So before any weather modification happens, and this includes your ski resorts where they're using the silver iodide to create snow. Well, what's the problem with silver iodide? Well, both of those things are antiseptics. In other words, if you're throwing a bunch of silver and iodine into the environment, well, chances are it's going to start killing a lot of the flora and fauna that's around there. People used to put silver coins into their water because silver has the natural effect of killing pathogens. Okay, this is why people take colloidal silver. It kills bacteria. It kills things that on the outside of the body in nature are actually necessary. So in my opinion, I don't think snow resorts should be allowed to even create snow because they're throwing all this antiseptics, in other words, things that kill the natural bacteria of the earth into the water supply and into the forest.
Basically. And I think it's real obvious. As I walk around my neighborhood, I see things, plants dying. I know that gardens in this area have not done this well as well this year. And I know the same thing is happening all over the country.
Yeah. I mean, so people talk about their trees dying. And, you know, that takes us back into the realm of what is the experimental aspect of this, which is what you see in the sky all the time. So we now know, though, that you need a permit, so you need to get permission from government, so that means government is the controller of what's happening on both the state, the local, and the federal, even the United Nations level. Most of this comes from the federal level. So we know that first you must get a permit, you must show that you have financial responsibility so that if and when you harm people, you can pay for it. And you know that you have to submit a publication of notice, a notice of intent in the newspaper. Okay, these are the requirements for you to be a good little geoengineering buddy of the government, to contract with government for geoengineering. All right.
And, of course, this accomplishes their other goals of depopulation.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's experimental. So, you know, if you're going to attach the modicum of being experimental – when you start researching in U.S. code that word, unfortunately, it can be defined as anything from medical to pharmaceutical to agriculture to anything. So really the word experimental is a broad-based term for we can do whatever the heck we want.
Right. I remember we did a program once where you went into the code and you showed us that the government can legally, according to their rules, their laws that they have devised, that they can practice biological warfare on us.
Absolutely.
Using whatever they want.
Absolutely. This is just another example of the exemption of government. And anybody that wants to see that information, that is in the lethal injection documentary. It's all spelled out right there for you. I don't have those codes in front of me. I apologize. But, yeah, it basically says that it says that the deleterious alteration of the environment is perfectly okay for government, not for anyone else. You know, you can get a permit to deleteriously alter the environment, but without the permit, you can't do it. So, in other words, government can do whatever it wants. Under the biological weapons section of U.S. code, it does say that government is literally exempt, that government contractors, corporation who contracts with government is literally exempt from any harm done.
Now, Clint, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Because they have contracted all of this out, all of this biological warfare against the population out to different contractors, then a person or a group of people could sue that single contractor without suing the government, even though the government gave them permission. Is that correct?
Exactly. And this goes back again to the similarity of the Federal Reserve. Now, when you want to sue the Federal Reserve, the government says, well, wait a minute. The Federal Reserve is an independent agency of government. You must take your tort claim to the Federal Reserve under the Tort Claims Act. That is the most often quoted example of why the Federal Reserve is independent. And so you must actually sue the Federal Reserve, not the entirety of the federal government. And, of course, that's how you create a limited liability corporation. You make each individual agency separate or politically independent, not that it's an actual independent agency. So, but for purposes of every other purpose, for instance, tax, the IRS doesn't have to pay state tax because it's a federal agency. In the same lawsuit, it'll say, well, yes, the Federal Reserve is a federal agency for that, but for purposes of the Tort Claims Act, it's not a federal instrumentality, and therefore you must sue the Federal Reserve. Likewise, if a contractor or individual or organization gets a permit and does geoengineering, any harm that's done, as it says in the code, is the responsibility of that agency, so or that private corporation or whatever the contractor is, because it says right there, you must be able to pay for any damages that you cause in your geoengineering, which, again, is very frightening to me.
Right. At least they're consistent in their laws, and they're consistent in their ability to protect themselves, to protect the federal instrument.
Oh, absolutely. It's no different than any other corporation. I think we used State Farm as an example before, where State Farm has 20 different corporations. So if you sue State Farm Mortgage, State Farm Bank still exists, and State Farm, the main corporation, still exists. All you've done is taken out one little tiny arm of government. This is why I say quit focusing so much on the Federal Reserve. Yes, it's evil. Yes, it's a tool being used by the minions, but it's not government. It's not controlling government. Government is responsible for everything the Federal Reserve does. It's all regulated by government. And therefore, to concentrate on just one tentacle, as bad as that tentacle is a very much a problem in actually trying to change things, because you're not focusing on the trunk of the tree. You're only looking at one of its branches. And again, the Federal Reserve is no different. It's set up exactly the same as the post office, an independent agency of government. If you have a problem with the post office, if a postal office worker drives his car over you, you have to sue the post office, not the federal government. It's an independent agency of government. Therefore, you must sue the post office. No different under the Torts Act than the Federal Reserve.
The other thing, too, is when you consider all the various corporations, such as churches, since they are corporations and they might participate with government in a depopulation program, and then they could say, oh, well, we didn't know that. My goodness.
Well, sure.
I mean, couldn't they use that and say, well, we didn't realize. We would never do that. We didn't realize that by giving $1.5 million to Bill Gates to vaccinate kids in Africa, we didn't realize that it was going to be harmful.
Sure, and that's the whole purpose. You can literally take responsibility out. That's really what America has become, is a completely irresponsible group of people, because, you know, even down to the nitty-gritty of people, you know, we have no responsibility for us anymore, because we have attorneys to fight for us. We have the police to supposedly protect and serve us instead of us protecting and serving ourselves. We throw our trash out without any consideration of where that trash is. We have no responsibility for our own actions, basically. And likewise, government really has no a responsibility for its actions, because we've set it up as a limited liability corporation. Therefore, they can disseminate the responsibility to other agencies, and you'll never be able to shut down the main government. Let's see what Utah says. Again, uniform in all states, but here's what Utah's regulations say. It says liability. Section A is trespass. Listen to this very carefully. It says the mere dissemination of materials and substances into the atmosphere or causing precipitation pursuant to an authorized cloud seeding project shall not give rise to any presumption that use of the atmosphere or lands constitutes trespass or involves an actionable or enjoyable public, private, or private nuisance. So in other words, just because we're throwing chemicals and metals and everything else into the air doesn't necessarily automatically mean that we are causing a nuisance or any other thing that you can sue us for. And then this next section is immunity. Nothing in these rules shall be construed to impose or accept any liability or responsibility on the part of the state of Utah or any of its agencies or any state officials or state employees or cloud seeding authorities for any weather modification activities of any person or licensed contractor as defined in these rules, Title 63, Chapter 30. So, again, I mean, right there, that says it all. The state officials, the state employees, and the cloud seeding authorities, which, by the way, are not elected people, will not get into trouble at all for anything that happens in the weather modification of Utah. You understand, government is completely off the hook. If you want to sue, you'll have to sue the contracting agency. Again, no different than the Federal Reserve in a tort claim. You have to sue for damages, the person, the individual or corporation that did the damages, and so and of course, has no responsibility.
Some corporations have actually put into place laws where you can't sue them at all, such as pharmaceutical industry. You can't sue the corporations that make the medicines that kill you.
It's ridiculous. You have to go to vaccine court. Vaccine court. Can you imagine? I wonder who sponsored that. Do you think it was the pharmaceutical companies by chance?
Probably.
Right.
And that's very ineffective venue for trying to get redress for damages.
Which is why you shouldn't go to vaccine court. You should learn that you need to sue the people responsible, not the corporation. Because no matter what, you're always acting as a person, as a sentient man above all else. If you have a police officer uniform, you're acting as a man. Just because you have that color of law in the blue or black uniform does not give you the right to violate anyone's rights. You're always acting as a man, and therefore, don't sue the police department. Don't sue the corporation. It's, you know, you sue the individuals because they're the ones that are responsible, and that's kind of what I would like to see people start doing, is start taking responsibility and actually charging people and making them take responsibility for their actions, even though they're in a corporation. That doesn't matter. I'm sorry.
Right. And, of course, they use plausible deniability. Oh, we didn't know. How could we have known? When, in fact, if they did a little research using the tactics that you've indicated in your article, they would know that things are dangerous.
Yeah, isn't it funny?
Yes.
it funny? They know. I mean, we know that they know, but they don't know that we know that. Yeah, it's crazy. What I really wanted to get to, though, was this actual public notice, because we I know you're. Are you still having Mr. Murphy on after this?
I am. He's in the second hour.
Good. Give my regards.
I will.
We were in We Are Change LA actually for a while together, so it's nice to see people before and after. You know.
Sure.
So, notice of intent. This is what was in the Utah newspaper, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's basically, again, a uniform thing. You must put this into the newspaper 3 consecutive weeks, according to Utah code, in order to conduct a weather modification project in Utah. You must get permission, and you must put this notice of intent into the newspaper. It is law. You cannot spray without it. And this goes all the way up to the top level. It says notice of intent, weather modification, right there in the newspaper, and all the newspapers for all the counties, for the whole state of Utah, basically. It says North American Weather Consultants, 8180 South Highland Drive, Suite B2 in Sandy, Utah, which is really close to me, actually. I might pay them a visit, actually. Is a contractor licensed by Utah Division of Water Resources, and it actually turns out to be the largest chemtrail, weather modification company in the country, North American Weather Consultants. And it says it intends to conduct weather modification programs in Utah to increase precipitation with the following potential sponsors. It then lists every possible water district in Utah, including Utah Water Resources Development Corporation, all the way down through every county. So this is basically a statewide operation. At the end, it then states that the operations may be conducted during portions of the period from October 15th, 2012 to May 31st, 2013. So we're giving them a six-month period, basically, more than that, to conduct what they're talking about. I'll finish after.
All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Our guest this hour has been Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clintforp.com, and thecorporationnation.com. And you were talking about this company out there. It would be fun to get one of their representatives to come on and talk about this weather modification program on the radio, but I don't think that would ever happen. But
yeah,
you should go and visit them.
Well, I think I will bring my little hidden camera. Blah, 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 blah. So the public notice, just to finish this off, it says the operations may be conducted, so October 15th through May 31st, which is a very long time. And then it says weather modification operations will be conducted using ground-based silver iodide nuclei generators, so they're ground-based. What I've noticed with a lot of U.S. code is sometimes you can get distracted and stop reading before you get to the important stuff. So the last sentence, sometimes I'll start at the end of a code just to get the to get the surprise ending. Here is the last sentence. Okay, they slipped this in. It's very brilliant. It says limited aircraft seeding may be conducted for research purposes. Well, remember now. Research purposes can mean literally anything at all that they want to do with seeding, okay? Seeding meaning spray a trail in the sky. So limited aircraft seeding may be conducted for research purposes. There you go. That is the most important part of this whole notice of intent, because that means that the entire state of Utah is now put on notice, because this is a notice of intent from North American Weather Consultants that limited aircraft seeding may be conducted for the periods from October 15th through May 31st, 2013. The important thing I want to get across to people is that there is a reason, a very good, important reason that this company must put this notice of intent in the newspaper, and that is because this is considered, by law, informed consent. In other words, if no one says anything, no one complains, no one actually writes an official notice of demand stating that I do not consent. I do not consent to you spraying on my behalf as a citizen of the state of Utah. As long as nobody fights this in a proper legal manner, which is to notarize a letter that says I do not consent to this, and you know, if thousands of people did this, there's no way that they could possibly justify spraying, because the people don't consent to it. They rely on the fact that this notice of intent, this public notice, so important, goes for 3 weeks in the back of the newspaper without anybody ever noticing and without anybody really reading it, because they just don't understand what it really means. And that is how the game is played in government. And that is the most important part of this whole talk, is that you have the power, if you want. If you really want to do something correctly, if you really want to make a difference, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to put up an article here showing all of this information. And I would very much like people, I don't want you to send me any money. I don't want you to send me anything, in fact. What I want is for you to write a letter similar to like what I'm going to write. And I want you to send it into the only, if you're in Utah, or you can look this up for your own state. If you're in Utah, send that letter of non-consent. I do not consent. Get it notarized by a notary public and send it to the Utah Division of Water Resources and to North American Weather Consultants. Then it is on record. And if they continue to spray, we could say, look, 100 people, 1,000 people said no, and you're still doing it.
Well, we run out of time. I hope that people will send that letter. Thank you so much, Clint.
Thank you. Take care, everyone.
You too. Bye-bye.